From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The King of Bahrain is offering a national dialogue with all parties to resolve a political crisis that turned deadly in the country this week. The statement follows a day of mass mourning for four people killed in a police raid on Pearl Square in Manama on Thursday. New York Times reporter Michael Slackman says dozens were sent to the hospital again Friday and Saturday after security forces fired on protesters again.
Well, I was at the hospital tonight, and I spoke to the surgeon in what they call the resuscitation room there. And he said that four or five of the patients had severe chest and head injuries. And I know that at least one young man died. There are reports that maybe four died. I'm not really sure. And one of the reasons we're not sure is the health ministry here not only isn't putting out statistics, but it refused to allow ambulances to go to try to pick up the injured at the scene. In fact, my colleague witnessed the army shooting at the ambulances as they tried to pick up victims to take them back to the hospital.
Michael Slackman of the New York Times in Manama, Bahrain. President Obama in Washington is condemning the violence and urging the Bahrainian government to show restraint. The UN's top human rights official, Navi Pillay, says she's waiting for a green light from Egyptian authorities to send a team of experts to help the country's transition to democracy. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the experts will base their advice on human rights principles.
The human rights experts say working on a plan for democratic change should begin right away. Expert Anders Kompass says the young people who led the Egyptian revolution are impatient and expect the authorities to respond to their demand for change.
So I think the moment is very crucial, and the message from all of us should be not to lose this opportunity, not to postpone the change, because that, I think, can be very dangerous.
If the old leadership tries to control the transition, Kompass warns this could frustrate the young people, push them back onto the streets, and this could potentially create an explosive situation. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
In Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker challenged Democratic lawmakers to get back to work and to stop blocking action on a bill to trim state payrolls and union bargaining leverage.
We're making the tough decisions now, not only to balance our budget and to help our local governments balance their budgets, but to make sure 2, 4, 6, 8 years down the road, our kids and our kids' kids aren't having to deal with these same crises.
The Democrats opposing Walker's plan to strip collective bargaining rights from public employees and cut benefits have left the state to prevent a vote. Thousands of teachers, students, and prison guards gathered in the State House in Madison for another day on Friday to protest the governor's proposals. He says the cuts are needed to close the budget shortfall. This is NPR News. A former Pennsylvania judge has been convicted of racketeering. Mark Schiavella was part of a so-called Kids for Cash scheme to funnel juvenile offenders to a private prison. NPR's Robert Smith has the story.
The jury in Scranton brought back a mixed verdict. They said Judge Schiavella is guilty of racketeering, conspiracy, and fraud. In other words, he improperly took money from the developer of a private jail. He hid that money, and then he failed to pay taxes on it. But the jury acquitted the former judge of bribery and extortion charges. In the end, it could have the same effect, a long jail sentence for the man who used to send kids to prison. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has already tossed out thousands of convictions issued by Schiavella, saying they were tainted. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
The opposition in Uganda is threatening street demonstrations to protest what it's calling an unfair election on Friday. Incumbent President Yoweri Museveni is seeking a fifth straight term. He's being challenged by his arch-rival Kizza Besigye, who says that Uganda is ripe for an Egypt-type uprising. President Museveni says opposition demonstrators will be thrown in jail. The Shuttle Discovery's final voyage could begin next Thursday. The mission has been postponed since November for repairs. Cracks on the shuttle's fuel tank could have harmed the shuttle during liftoff. That problem was found after a launch attempt was delayed because of a hydrogen gas leak. Discovery will carry 6 astronauts, a robot, and a full load of supplies to the International Space Station. NASA is retiring the 3 remaining shuttles this year, leaving orbital trips to private firms. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for NPR.